I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistani believers know one wrong step could lead to a charge of blasphemy against Islam. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says minority Christian villages can quickly become targets.
In one case, recently, over 20 churches were burnt down, houses destroyed, people's vehicles and motorcycles torched, police standing by allowing it to happen.
Laws against blasphemy exist in parts of every region of the world, including Europe. They put added weight on gospel ministry. Yet Christ stands with his people in every injustice and calls us to love and pray for our persecutors.
That's the Christian message, and that softens the heart. The Holy Spirit uses that to soften the heart of the most radical.
Please pray for the gospel to advance where blasphemy laws rule. There's more at missionnews.org. And last week, Lebanon's new government won a vote of confidence from parliament. Its new president and new prime minister are taking the next steps into the future. Coming after Lebanon's years of economic crisis and conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, Camille Melki of Heart for Lebanon says,
all these are going to, in my thinking, going to move the country of Lebanon into a whole new era. An era of equality, an era of peace and tranquility, an era that's going to lead to more reforms.
Melki explains there are divisions within Lebanon's diverse population and that many young people, future leaders, have chosen to leave Lebanon. Yet the church has continued serving and sharing the gospel unconditionally through every crisis. Pray that God strengthens them to keep pressing forward. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.